Well, good Tuesday morning, everybody. How you all doing? Back in the saddle. This is CA and on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network here up top the tower here at beautiful Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. That is a new song called Miracle Power that actually just came out 2 days ago. It's called Miracle Power by We the Kingdom. Today I'm going to do something specially different that we all kind of need. There's been a lot of traumatic things that have happened, and I had to step back from radio for a few days, take a little breather. Sometimes you have to do that to collect the thoughts and talk about things. But before I do, I want to memorialize my friend, Lona Mae O'Neill. If you haven't seen the picture, it's on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian podcast. Lona Mae was a very special lady to me. Longtime friend of the Hall family. Friends with my mother. They were shopping buddies. Her husband, they were eating buddies. They go out to eat, her and dad. But she never failed to always be there if we needed. And I do have another aunt too, by the way, that I love very dearly. But something about Lona Mae for over 40 years that made her really special. And you know what that is? What is it, CA? Her faith in Jesus Christ. I have never met a woman or an adopted aunt. And one day when I get up to heaven, she's going to be my sister in Christ. She already was earthly wise. She was an amazing woman. She would take her shirt off her back for people. Excuse me, I didn't mean to hit the mic there. She was a wonderful, wonderful lady. 40 years, over four decades of knowing the Halls. Her and Mom used to go run around a lot to Dillard's and TG Maxx, and she'd come over and stuff till she moved out to Abilene. And before all that happened, she was at one of the local churches that I went to. Of course, culture and times have changed since then. North Naz. She was a pillar for me and probably about six others at that time, because back then it was a very small group of people versus what it is now. Of course, COVID has changed the world, changed culture in churches now, where a lot of them do YouTube and stuff like that. She was my Sunday school teacher. She was my college and career teacher. She was my cheerleader along with my parents when I went to Bible college at TNBC, Texas Nazarene Bible College, back from 1990 to 1993. And then I did online courses. And then I carried that off and then finished off undenominational license. But she loved Jesus. And she kept telling me when I was using the typewriter example and got frustrated with Proverbs. And I was like, Lona, I don't understand it. See, yeah, you can do it. You understand Proverbs. You can do it. But Lona, I hate this typing. Now, keep in mind, that was back before, friends, that they even had a cell phones. And Microsoft Word and tablets. And I've got tablet and I've, you know, got a laptop computer. You know, I used to have a computer. It was so old, I had to get rid of it. But you catch my drift, I'm sure. We did a lot of paper writing back in the day. Compared to what it is now, if I was to ask my daughter, hey, honey, what do y'all do? Oh, Dad, it's just a tablet. Swipe the... Okay, I got you. Those kids know more about those iPhones than I know. I'm still trying to learn. Aren't we all? At almost 56, by the way. Catching up to some of my alumni up there. But you know what? Lona had a special heart. I love her dearly. I miss her. Sadly, and I appreciate all y'all prayers, when I called her LM, that was standing for Lona Mae, we were praying over the last few months. I want to take the opportunity to thank each and every one of my listeners out there and USO Radio Network for praying for my adopted aunt. She lost her battle with colon cancer. Sadly, 4 years ago, her husband had passed away. Almost to the exact day, I was telling my mom I had a memory of Richard. You know, he served 47 years. That's right, 47 years in the Air Force, United States Air Force. And he shared many stories. And he was an FAA inspector when the airlines, especially they had that crash that happened back in, what, 1993 at DFW Airport. A lot of y'all didn't know it. If you get a chance to Google it, you'll see really a sad situation. But she touched my heart. And she kept telling me, even through the years, keep fighting the good fight. She was good to my kids. When Grandma was on her way to heaven, my adopted aunt, I'll just say my Aunt Lona, brought pizza, brought food. She had a heart. Mom would call us and say, y'all come on over, I got some food from Lona. Wow. Dad, my mom, Richard, one of the funniest memories I have is when Lona or Richard would put bananas on my dad's door. It was a monkey story that they talked about. Dad would do the same thing. He would hang a whole deal of bananas on a string. Richard would do the same thing. Lona would do the same thing. My mom would, it was just kind of a, it was funny. You had to kind of know the joke. I think one of the craziest things I remember telling my mom, I must share, it's kind of hilarious in a way, but kind of not. My folks live in the same house, as most of y'all know, that I've shared on my journey that my parents have lived in for over 50-something years. I'm going to say well over almost at least till 6 months of my life. I got saved in the kitchen. It's still the kitchen. The table's not in there no more. It's in the dining room since remodel. But that's where I accepted Jesus Christ 50 years ago. And you know what? That's the greatest decision I ever made in my life. I wouldn't change that for the world. I thank God when I remember telling my mom and dad, get a hold of Brother So-and-so at the Baptist church. Tell him to come by the house. I want to know about Jesus. And back then they did. They didn't need dog tags. We didn't have to worry about people trying to break in people's homes. Well, that happened, but it wasn't that way. You didn't have to have dog tags back in the 70s. I love sharing my faith. And that's one thing that was amazing about Lona. My dad does the same thing. My mom does the same thing. They share their faith. There wasn't somebody that Lona wouldn't go to that she wouldn't tell him about Jesus Christ. And I know she's up there. I know she's up there with the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the Almighty God. And I know one day we'll see her. She's got no more pain, no more agony. She's with God the Father, the greatest gift. Gosh, guys, think about it. If you were up there, now you want to enjoy your time on earth as long as God give you. You know, each day is a gift from God. But could you imagine being there eternally and not even having to come back? So maybe during the time of the rapture when we go into the war against the enemy. Scripture reminds us back in Revelations. What an amazing lady. God rest her soul. Lona, I know you're up in heaven. And if God was to open a cloud, as I'm doing this podcast tape right now, Faith Studio 1, thank you for encouraging me to go to Bible college and reach the dream when I was a mechanic, and that was hard to deal with. Thank you for being there for my grandparents. And let's even go back to the year 2000 when my uncle died. Thank you. It's my dad's brother-in-law. He died of knee surgery of a heart attack. And my aunt, I did her funeral. Thank you for being there for Aunt Jo, checking on Mom and Dad, and loving them. And the same with late Richard, same thing. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being best friends with my parents and bringing your heritage into our family. We'll never forget you. And I'll see you on the other side, sweet lady. Okay, that's how I memorialize Lona Mae O'Neill, who passed away last week of colon cancer. 3 months. She had it for a long time, but it got her in 3 months because the doctors, you know, and they say there's just nothing they can do. Last time I did have a talk with her, I'll just tell you, last time I did have a talk with her, we FaceTimed on her niece's phone. And Jessica, thank you if you listen. Thank you. She's a friend of mine on Facebook. Thank you for allowing your aunt for me to have some final words. That was like about a month and a half before she got home to go be with the Lord. Okay, switching gears, we're still kind of on a somber note. And then again, this is a special coffee talk with CA. It's been an incredible week, hasn't it? There was times I wanted to do lives, and then there's times to set my opinion, and then there was times I just couldn't. But here is what I want to talk about here in just a bit, is how to talk to your kids about mass shootings. Guys, we got to face reality. We're living in a very evil world. I don't have the answers. I don't try to bring politics up. But for that door to have been open, and those parents, you know what, if my kid was in there, I don't care. Heaven forbid, I'd storm it like those other people. I would have just stormed it. It would have been just like 9/11. Just storm. You remember when, I can't remember his name. It's been such a long time ago. Said, let's roll. That's what they were fixing. They should have just stormed them and just went right in. They were ready to sacrifice herself for their children. Instead, we lost 19 souls. 19 souls. Breaks my heart. That was another reason after losing Lona, my friend, and in these mass shootings, I had to take a breather. I had to step aside because I could over-opinionate myself. I try not to bring up the political part of it. But if that is true as it says, then the police should have let those guys go through. I don't care. I'm sorry. If you're law enforcement, God bless you. But those parents, those were innocent children. And then to wait a whole hour, it's weird. The truth's going to come out. And I hope that the guy loses his job. I don't ever mean to be negative. First time on radio, I will tell you. For someone to let 19 kids, 19 innocent souls, plus two school teachers that were protecting and shielding those children? Somebody needs to be reprimanded in that security department or whatever. One day, just want to share something real quick before I start on talking a little bit about this. And you'll have to forgive me. Today, it's a very edgy day on Coffee Talk with CA because I am going to express how I feel. And if you don't like it, I still love you. And if you respect with what I'm saying, that's fine. If you don't, that's okay. I still love you for listening. We'll get back to normal programming, I promise. But this is very crucial that we talk about this. My daughter, back some time ago when she was in junior high. Resource teacher, just acting like he's some kind of Colonel so-and-so. And they usually, I've seen this guy, I don't know if he's still doing it. He sits there and he kicks back. And like one day I went to go pick my daughter up and the crazy door was unlocked. I told those girls up there, I was like, hey, isn't this supposed to have been locked down? You know, locked, Magnolia locked? Yeah. I think he forgot to check it. Oh, so I know we're human beings. I know we forget things. I'm not trying to pick on this particular guy that was doing it at the time. He was a police officer and they assigned him there. In my area, there's different kinds of police officers and really all around the Metroplex in Fort Worth and Dallas. Is there ever going to be an end to this? No, there isn't. There's probably going to be more in the future, sadly. But what we got to do, guys, we got to talk to our kids about this. So in a minute, I'm going to give you a couple of... In fact, I'm going to go ahead and do it right now. I just feel like the need to want to do this. What we're going to do right now is I'm going to give you a toll-free 1-800 number. If you know anybody, any teens or anybody that's going through mental health right now, there's a youth helpline. And I found it the other day. I'm giving you two numbers, okay? One is an adult helpline. One is a youth helpline. Let's go for the youth first. You ready? Pen and paper ready, and I'll put it on the podcast for you. 1-800-989-6884. Again, 1-800-989-6884. Any kind of crisis that you guys are going through, please, teenagers, can't tell you enough. Call that number. Get a hold of mom and dad. 1-800-989-6884. Very important. Also, adults, you're going through addiction. You're going through depression. And even if the teens don't have this number, you can get this number too as well. 1-888-815-2561. Again, 1-888-815-2561. If you've got suicidal thoughts or you need help, please contact. Or contact your neighbor, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever it may be, boyfriend, vice versa. Tell them you need help. We're here to help each other. That's what's wrong in America. Okay, I got all that across. So now I want to talk to you guys on Coffee Talk with CA. How to talk to your kids about mass shootings. Well, I hate to do this, but let's revisit April the 20th, 1999. The high school in Littleton, Colorado. Remember that? I remember being glued to that TV and watching the SWAT team surrounding Columbine High School. Remember that? Columbine High School? Only a mile away from these people's homes. the agony of everybody, even people in Colorado and everything. And that school is located real close to a big housing addition. People were mourning for the children. They couldn't even imagine, and no one can ever forget. In fact, the tragedy of Columbine was one of the most catalytic that we've ever seen. Let's go back to 2012. Remember the Aurora Theater shooting? How sad that was. How about the STEM high school shooting that happened back in 2019? It was only a few miles from Columbine. And how about that recent one, Big Scooper's grocery store shooting? That was another grocery store. They just said anywhere, it seems like. That was back in 2021 and the one in 2022 in New York. Buffalo, New York. And that was in this King Snoopers grocery store in 2021 was nearby Boulder, where 10 people were slain. And the number killed in another grocery store was that massacre in Buffalo, New York. You know, it's been over 20 years since Columbine. And mass shootings, sadly, become expected. Grocery stores, you're not safe anywhere. Think about it, friends. Grocery stores, movie theaters, malls, workplaces. How about churches? The house of worship. Now people have to have security, the police, or the deacons carry guns and stuff. The list of this massacre sites is staggering. So, let me ask you something. Whether you have grandkids, great-grandkids, whether you have small children, teenagers, kids that are grown, that are confused. And they've asked this question. Dad, they ask, what's going on? Mom, they ask, what's going on? As parents, whether they're young or whether they're raised, God gave them to you. Remember that. As parents, we need to be ready for these conversations. So what I'm going to do on Coffee Talk with CA is I'm going to help you. I'm not your counselor. I am your brother in Christ, your biblical teacher, your on-air personality, and I want to help because I feel it in my heart today to do that. I have 4 talking points to consider when your kids ask questions about mass shootings. Are you ready? Let's start off with the first one. Sin and evil are real. Mass shootings are hurling symptoms of a world infected with sin. There's no doubt about it. Our whole world is infected with sin. And it all goes back, and let me just pause here. It all goes back to where Earth was originally supposed to be a heaven. Until Eve, you know, Adam, they created Adam, and then God created Eve, right? Eve got weak in the flesh because she listened to this beautiful serpent. Now, we don't know if it's a snake. Bible doesn't really say. But we know who the serpent was. Any guesses? 1, 2, 3. It was Satan, right? Right. He tempted Eve because God warned her, do not eat from that tree of life. But what did she do? She ate of it. Then she offered Adam. And that was the first sin. And they were naked and ashamed. That's how come he created heaven too, where our loved ones are at. And in our third heaven, when we all get there to rejoice, the New Jerusalem, heaven 3, forever and ever. That's how come my goal is in my network to reach to you guys and tell you that Christ is alive and he's never gone away. He never has. And he's in your heart if you let him in. And I hope you make that decision today. Same with the kids. While young children are going through this real presence of sin and evil in these moments, young kids, they don't need to know about the tragedy in the headlines. You got to kind of shelter that. Best advice, shut that TV off when your small kids are around. Sheltering older kids from harsh reality isn't caring for them. It's only forcing them to find the answers elsewhere, which they will through their friends. mass shootings ignite much-needed discussion about gun laws. And I ain't even going to go there. Whether we should have guns, whether we should not have guns. Again, that's like the abortion. It's a fine line. I cannot talk politically about that. Congress and the House, I had to take it up. And whoever our president is or the one we got right now, it's all handled through that. But I know one thing, regardless what we argue about, this is God's world, and it's never going to end until He comes back. Remember that. Regardless of what your House says, the House of Representatives says, whatever your House says, or I should say Congress and House, let me get that straight, and your president, not trying to down presidents, any of them. I ride the middle fence. I can't tell you what I am because I just can't do that on the air. But I will tell you this. We have got to stand firm. We got to have pastors out there. Hello, pastors. Step up to the plate. Show time's over. YouTube show time's over. It's time to get to reality, and it's time to start stomping on toes and quit saying, well, yeah. It isn't all about that. It's about telling them that one day our Lord and Savior is going to come back. The question is are you ready? Let me ask you something. How many altar calls it? And I'm not trying to down pastors. I got a lot of them that I know. When was the last time you've heard very many altar calls? Can you count them? Well, to be honest with you, I think that I can't even count no more than 10 that I'm aware of a few that I know, not mentioning names. And there's some that are just into their self and into their congregation and into numbers without what's outside the walls. Pastor friend used to nail the head right on the hammer, the nail on the hammer, when he said we need to go outside the walls to reach people. That is 100, 200,000% correct. Church is great. Church is the hospital for the people that need to know about Him. A great place to worship, gather together, fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ, and learn about Jesus. Amen. Although we got an outside, chaotic, crazy world of unchurched children, of unchurched youth, of unchurched people, this new generation that we have, that's upcoming, that's been upcoming. They don't listen to church. They don't believe in the Lord. My dad nailed the hammer on the head the other day. I guess it was yesterday, in fact, when he had told me. He said, son, you know, you remember when they said that there's going to be more people going to hell than heaven? Yes, sir, I remember that. And it made me a little snap in my eyes. It's true. Think about it. How many people in your neighborhood know Jesus? How many people in your homeowners association, if you live by one, know about Jesus? When was the last time you told somebody about Jesus? Now let's go to our children's church directors, which if they want to be called pastors, that's fine. I call them children's church directors. I used to be one a long time ago. Whatever you're called, it's not just the title. Your PhDs and pastors' PhDs, that's fine. However, let's reflect back on what's the main importance. To go outside of the walls to reach the unchurched. Now, my dad hit this right when we talked yesterday. You cannot reach and grab somebody and say, oh, you're going to go to church. Oh, you need to know about Jesus. No, but there is a remedy. What's the remedy, CA? It's like a blend of coffee. You put the ingredients in and shake it up. Maybe they need a shake up today. Right? Maybe they need to know that seed's being planted. That way, the next individual that's a Christian, he or she, vice versa, who might be able to tell them about Jesus. Guys, it's very, very important. I can't make you. I go out and tell people about Jesus. You can be a Jesus freak. Nothing wrong with that. Or you can sit back behind your pulpit, people that I know. You know, I'm sorry, like Lawrence Welk? No, I don't think so. But I'm not judging. That's God to judge. God help our pastors in the world that just think it's all about a show time and put the makeup on and throw the money in the plate. That ain't what it's all about. And that's what's discouraged this younger generation, because they see it. And pastors falling. They're sitting there in their marital counseling, men and women, and they're out having affairs, he and she, pastors. I see it all the time. Sad. Was this to be expected? Yes. Why? Because the devil's on the run. You see, pastors get weak in the flesh too. But that's one thing that, I hate to bring this up, that's one thing that was amazing about Lona. She kept her faith. And that's what I do. I keep my faith. My parents, they keep their faith. My dad was telling me about someone that had been married 62 years and getting a divorce. Can't believe that. What's the remedy? Well, is Christ in your marriage? Are you keeping it refreshed? Are you keeping the fire going? Are you talking about Jesus? Are you praying together? Are you listening to her when she comes in the door? Vice versa? Is she listening to you? Are you praying for your home? Are you praying for your kids? Again, we're free moral agents. We have a choice. But we got to pull together as a team. Don't you want to be on Team Jesus? I do. I know I am. I'm not perfect, but you know what? My sins, CA sins, were nailed to the cross. He took them. See, God come down as God-man, and he took them. He took my sins, and he nailed them to the cross because he was sinless. And he did that not just for me. He did that for you. You know why? Because he, being God, loves you. Never forget that. Moving on. Sorry, I'm on my high horse today. Hope you're getting a lot out of this, by the way. But mass shootings ignite much-needed discussion, like I was saying about the gun laws and public safety and how to better protect our society. But we're better served spending time with our children, young to old, talking with them about the root issue of why people kill innocent people. A lot of it I'm starting to see is mental health. A lot of it is the Facebook social media. I'm sorry. I utilize Facebook only for maybe stuff with my kids, but that stays kind of private to people that are on my friends list. You should remember that. Let me give you some words of advice. If you're doing Facebook, if you don't already know, give you a little tech support on that. Make sure when you post something about your children or your grandchildren, please do yourself a favor. Don't put public on there unless you want everybody in the whole entire crazy nation to see that. Put it as friends only, trusted friends that you've known, okay? Most people that have friends on Facebook are people that they've known, correct? So remember that. There's a way you can do that. Go to YouTube. They'll teach you how to do it, or you'll be able to have a little drop down where you can drop down public to friends or friends only or whatever. Don't put your kids out there to the open public in this crazy world. But this particular individual, who was supposedly, I guess, 18 years old, did that to his grandma, shot his grandma, and then drove into that building. And, of course, the door was unlocked. It amazes me, guys. And you'll just have to forgive me if I'm a little on the high horse today on coffee talk. It's an unusual coffee talk today. A little bit upset about it. Because I love kids. You don't hurt God's little people. Okay? That's one thing. You don't hurt God's little people. Because he remembers. He does not forget. He does not. In due time. But we got to let him handle all this. You know, we cannot ignore the real presence of sin and evil in these moments. In fact, sheltering kids from harsh reality isn't caring for them, friends. It's only forcing them to find these answers elsewhere. And please don't let them try to find it on Facebook. Limit, if you got smaller children and they're Facebook fanatics, please do me a favor. Set those settings on privacy, okay? A lot of craziness out there. Another thing you want to keep in mind is our God-given role as parents. Me, you, everybody, young, old. Isn't to debate the gun laws nearly as much as it is to what guide our children's hearts to the message of Jesus in the light of the collective sin. Yes, have open, honest conversations with your children about guns if you want to. And, you know, and talk about much more responsibility for our future society, because they are our future. And what you feel, in your opinion, needs to change. But more than anything else, talk to them about the real battle between good and evil that mass shootings are so vividly illustrated. Second point on Coffee Talk with CA. So I want to talk about murder as a strain on God's creation. And you're like, well, CA, where does that talk about that? Well, you know, God edged this command to Moses, as you remember, at Mount Sinai. Let's revisit this verse in the it's actually in the New Testament. Old Testament, and it's part of the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13 basically says, you shall not murder. So this was a law governed back then, the ancient Israel's, for centuries before, you know, Jesus came to remove the infection of sin. Jesus said, I have not come to abolish the law of Moses or the prophets, but to fulfill them. You can find that in the book, and you may want to highlight it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. It is Jesus who called his disciples in us to fulfill the second greatest commandment. You should love your neighbor as yourself. Highlight this and remember that. Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. Friends, you would agree like I would, I'm sure, murdering another human rejects God's role as giver of life, and it defines the command to love others as we should love ourselves. So no matter the motive or the circumstance, murder is an abomination in the eyes of God. So questions that do come to mind is how should parents and children respond to such loveless acts as a mass shooting? I can give you that simple solution with two words. You know what it is? Let me give it to you again. How should parents and children respond to such a loveless act as mass shooting? It's a mass shooting. Two words. You ready? With love. Huh? Yes, with love. Love your kids. Hug them. Tell them how proud of you that they are. Tell them. When was the last time? Let me ask you this. When was the last time you told your children how proud of you that you are? I don't care if they're young to old. Even your grandkids. Encourage your kids to reach out to those who are hurting, angry, confused, or lost. Encourage them to offer a listening ear or a gentle hug to those suffering because of this evil. You see, if you also encourage them to respond to the existence of such selfishness or even hatred in this world by doubling down on a life of a Christ-like sacrificial love. My third point I want you to remember is that God is still sovereign over evil. R.C. Sproul reminds us that there is no maverick molecules in this universe outside of God's control. And yet, in the stinging moment of hot tears in her eyes, it's easy to forget God's sovereignty. And yet, God's sovereignty is also the hope we have. You see, friends, God works all things together for good, for the ultimate glory and plan. So encourage your children to respond to the existence of such selfish hatred in the world by doubling down of this life in this Christ-like sacrificial love. Another point I want to make along with this topic is, as followers of Jesus, we should lean on God's sovereignty. While this doesn't diminish the pain and the shock of the depravity we see in the world, which we should laminate, it's our supreme comfort to know that God allows good and evil to happen in our lives with a purpose. Good point. Romans chapter 8, highlight verses 28 and 29. Chatter and commentary about recent mass shootings, including this hate crimes in Buffalo and the one here recently in Uvalde. How about that Southern California Chinese church? Just, it's everywhere. Remind them that good and evil are not new, and they aren't surprising to God. He is in control. He, being God, is in control. This ain't my world. We live in it. We enjoy it. Be with the ones we love or whatever he has for us. But he is in control. And only a God in control can help us. That one and only God, our Father God, can help us find meaning and hope through admin tragedies. Fourth point, pray and share hope. Thoughts and prayers are often ridiculed in the wake of mass shootings, sadly. But that shouldn't deter believers from coming to God in prayer. We need to pray for the victims, the families, the first responders, the medical personnel, law enforcement, administrators, leaders in our community. We need to pray for God to change people's hearts. We do. Causing them to love good and hate evil. And we need to pray for God-honoring changes which might reduce. And if we eliminate mass shootings, we need to pray for God to that He would bring justice to those who would wreck such chaos. You know, friends, in the face of mass shootings, our kids are likely to be fearful, angry, and sad. There are emotions that God created, and we don't need to be avoided. But we can also point to our children to hope beyond them, ourselves. The hope of the resurrection, the God of resurrection who has sustained His people through all the matter of horrific tragedies in such moments. This is the hope that parents and kids need. Amen. Amen. So that should give you some words to the wise. At least, like I said, I'm not a licensed counselor. How to talk to your kids about mass shootings. Again, I want to give you a couple of numbers. One is if you have a teenager, youth that's going through depression or going through mental health, I want you to jot this number down, or even a neighborhood job. 1-800-989-6884. 1-800-989-6884. Grown adults, you need help. Help is here. You can contact someone 24 hours a day. Both numbers are 24 hours. Give you the number twice. 1-888-815-2561. Again, 1-888-815-2561. Let's do it one more time. 1-888-815-2561. If you find yourself suicidal, if you find yourself with mental issues, please, I can't stress enough, please reach out to somebody. There are people that care 24 hours a day. All right, I've got one more new song that was actually dropped to me in the mail by Stephen Curtis Chapman. Just came out actually yesterday, but I wanted to save it for today. It's called Steel on Her Closeout.
The sky was clear, Kentucky blue. He led me high up the mountain to show me the view. I said, wherever this journey takes you, just trust me, I'm already there. I had no way of knowing then just how hard the rain would fall and how fierce would be the wind. It's been beautiful and terrible, more painful, more wonderful than I ever could have known. But even so,
stay.
beautiful song that just came out, sent by Stephen Curtis Chapman, called Still. And the one before that, I want you guys to keep listening out. We'll be playing it on our program this week, is Miracle Power by We the Kingdom. Guys, thank you so much for listening to me ramble, listen to me basically tell you how I feel being a father of four. Of course, I got a daughter-in-law and my son. My oldest one's married. I got another one fixing to be rolling on her own. Really, she'll be 18 in September. We're talking about Beth. And, you know, she's wanting to get in law enforcement. Of course, me being the nervous father that I am, I've talked to a lot of police officers like, see, hey, try to unconvince her. Well, you can't unconvince your child if that's what she decides she wants to go to college for. All I can do is pray for God's safety on her. I think... everybody. I thank our armed forces that are protecting our country. I thank our law enforcement. And I know we're only human. We make mistakes. I'm not trying to bash them up there, but come on, guys. Think about it. 1 hour and the door was unlocked and the parents were wanting to go in. If it was me, I'd have stormed it. I wouldn't. If I was in that state of mind, I would have just stormed it. So let's roll. Let's roll. Just like that gentleman did that sacrificed his life to have that plane crash in Pennsylvania. Because you know where it was headed, right? Yep. From what I understand, I don't know. But I'm just talking about, it's headed to one of those landmarks. Sad. But God, you know, they've risked their life because they love their country. And we love our kids. And we're not going to let anybody. We're going to protect them as much as we can, as brother believers. And keep an eye on other people's kids. If you're out and about, I've seen kids run out in the street and parents don't even check on them. Be the arms and feet for Jesus. Love your neighbors. Keep a watchful eye. We're living in crazy, chaotic times. That's the best advice I can give you. And know that I'm always here for you. Several ways you can reach me. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or go to my radio page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Click on station information. Send me a text. Give me a call, email, whatever works best. Give me your name and state and say, CA, you nailed it right on the bat. Or if you don't, then that's fine. You don't have to put anything on there. But, you know, I'm here to help and we care. So let's come united in prayer on a special Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. Hope all y'all had a great holiday too, by the way. So we're on our way to getting ready to go back to work. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for what you do. Father God, we love you. We care about you. We thank you so much. You're our all in all. Oh Lord, we can't even imagine our world without you. Forgive us of all of our many sins. Please protect our children. Protect our nation as we go through times of healing. God, we don't have the answers, but you do. This is your world and we love you. We thank you for all you do. Protect us, guide us, teach us the way. And may pastors and other people step up to the plate and get revivals back in America. For we love you in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, friends, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up. I got to leave the tower, up top of the tower here, beautiful Face Studio 1 on a hot day. Oh boy, hot summer day. In downtown Fort Worth, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I also want you to enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a great day. Till we talk again. Bye for now.